Pilgrim, where is your happiness? Lured. So there I was, standing in the esplanade in front of the Basilica of the Rosary in Lourdes, one of a line of human fence posts guiding the pilgrims to their places. They were coming in their thousands, coming in procession, as the Virgin had told Bernadette they should. It was the evening procession, so they were carrying those candles with the little paper cups around the top to shelter the flame, flambeaux, the French grandly call them, though to me they always looked like flaming tulips. The sick, as always, came first, pushed in their wheelchairs or drawn in one of the big blue lured rickshaws. It was a mild night, so the hoods of the rickshaws were down, and the passengers sat attentive, listening to the choir sing the Lourdes Ave Maria. They passed on my right, bound for the places of honour at the steps of the basilica. After them came the standard-bearers of parishes in Italy, Ireland, Bavaria, Poland, Normandy. And then on my left the rest began to pass, the ambulatory, strolling, not marching, raising their candles and singing, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. One stooped, candle-bearing priest detached himself from the body of the procession. He wore a green, white, and orange badge that read simply, Ireland. He began to make his own way down the line, like an ancient general inspecting the troops of salvation. He paused when he came to me, and I had to lean well down to hear him over the glorious din of the choir. "Where are you from?" he asked. "Canada." "Ah, yes. And what place?" "Toronto." "Ah, yes, yes. And how long are you here?" About 12 days so far." "I see. And how many have come to Lourdes?" I'm sorry? "How many have come?" I couldn't imagine what he meant. How many had come? You just had to look. "Thousands," I told him. "There's thousands of them. There's more every day. They never stop." "I mean from Toronto. How many have come?" "Oh, from Toronto? Just myself, Father." "I see. God bless you." And he continued on his way. Yes, I was alone, and I wasn't Catholic, and those were two very odd things to be in Lourdes. One other thing, I was happy, but that was not so unusual. I had been scared about Lourdes. I really didn't have a clue what I was going to do here. I imagined myself watching the pilgrims as from a great distance while they went about their religious business. What common ground could I hope to find with them? Would I even be welcome among them? In the end, the answer to my doubts turned out to be disarmingly simple. Our common ground was work, the care of the sick. And as long as I was willing to work, I was more than welcome in Lourdes, for Lourdes is a very practical place. I wouldn't say that faith was never an issue. Of course people were curious about my beliefs and puzzled at what I was doing there. But their puzzlement was of the pleasantly surprised variety. They looked upon me not as an interloper, but an unexpected guest. The pilgrims I met were happy to entertain my questions, eager to talk about their faith, and sometimes, though not always, solicitous of why a nice young fellow like myself wasn't Catholic. Older men especially, those of an age to be my father, knitted their brows when I told them I was a non-believer, as if I told them that I didn't have a job and they were trying to think who could set me up with one. Lourdes, as I've mentioned, is a very practical place. Still, it took a while for me to meet the pilgrims. For more than a week I stayed to myself, as I had feared, watching everything happen from a safe distance. And yet I didn't feel lonely, for something unexpected had happened. I had fallen in with the rhythms of Lourdes. The ebb and flow of pilgrims, candlelit processions, late masses at the grotto, the slow roll of wheelchairs by the river. And then the clash between the ritual cadences of the sanctuary and the secular beat of a tourist-trapped town with its scruffy characters and chirpy shopkeepers. Bonjour, monsieur. Merci beaucoup, monsieur. And older rhythms. Morning mist and drizzle giving way to brilliant sun. The restless gush of the river Gave. The echoless grotto. It helped that I was sick when I arrived. Nothing mortal. Just a nasty cough, sinus infection. The sort of thing that responds well to a few days of rest, and Lourdes, as millions will attest, is a supremely restful place. The 7 days passed like 7 weeks, and it was a good slowness. Looking now at the notebook I filled during that week, parts read like a dream journal, written in the instant of waking, before the soft light of the mind has been erased by the glare of day. I seemed to be seeing two Lourdes, one bustling with pilgrims who occupied hotel rooms and wheelchairs, bought souvenirs, laughed, prayed for miracles, and posed tactical challenges to the local administration. The other, a world of ritual and mystery, where humans interacted with the eternal elements of fire, water, and stone, beneath the disquieting gaze of a girl named Bernadette. After that first week of wonder was over, and my sinuses had cleared, I did what seemed only natural in Lourdes. I tried to make myself useful.